kind. Ain't heard it in a long time. Sing a song of life. Sing a song of you and me. Sing a song of peace. Let's have some. Sing a song of truth. Without it, there's no proof. The condition is love. Let's have some. Never once was it mentioned. Never once you resolve. Now the treaty's been broken, and we need a new one. Oh, good evening, good morning on the East Coast. This is the Inside Hour. This is BBSRadio.com. And I have to give it up. Dr. Len is in the air, flying home to his beloved, beloved, beloved place, where his family is waiting with open arms and lots of love after launching his Love Code Seminar, the Real Da Vinci, Love the Real Da Vinci Code Seminar with Scott Huckabee. And we're preparing to go to Sedona. Oh, my goodness, it's just going and going and going and flowing. And I am Reverend Roxy. And I am going to open today, for we did have a show down here on the Big Island. Yes, yes, and Stupid showed up here. Satan certainly showed up here in the body of Paul Bad Man. It had to deal with Reverend Roxy, who was in the spirit. And after it was all over, I then had to go get the book. As I said, Lord, thank you for preparing me to have the wisdom to do the will of the one, which is to maintain my Godhead. And as these four bad men had to drive off defeated in their lie, I said, oh my goodness, it does feel like 11:59 sometimes, and you do have to take a stand. And it had me turn to Matthew. Oh yes, oh yes. And I turned to the verse 35, and it said, then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus, or Yeshua, as Dr. Len likes to call him too, said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On those two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ, whose son is he? They say unto him, the son of David. He saith unto them, how then doth David in the spirit call him Lord, saying, Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool? If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. Then he spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say, and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. Oh, yes. And we all know how that's feeling nowadays. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their black grease and enlarge the borders of their garments, and the love the utmost rooms at feast, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets and to be called of men rabbi, rabbi. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. That means we're all brothers. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, and for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Oh, yeah. You understand what I'm saying, folks? I hope you really understand the profundity of this here passage, because we're talking about the very thing that's going on right now. You know, it's a truism that Dr. Len Horowitz has been right all along. And we are now suffering from the contaminators of all times, and it is becoming very evident that all of the people who have been given so-called lordship over our well-being have lost their minds. And the science that they make up doesn't make any sense anymore. And this is why it's time for everybody just to understand what Dr. Len is talking about and get ye to the YouTube, you see. All you sons of David, all you sons of Abraham, everybody just go back to where we were all one big happy family. Find that space in your heart. You know, Dennis Kucinich says, go back to a time in America. I don't know if I can go back in a time in America where America ever was not doing something. Because, you know, America been supplanted by a whole bunch of Nazis and other people. This is what Dr. Len is talking about. He's saying, hey, it's kind of too late to be going looking for them. They're genetically tied into everything, every race, everywhere they are. But the thought surfaces itself in bondage, and it surfaces itself in arrogance. And that's what's going on, and that's what's going to get even greater, because that was the biggest sin. And that's the insight for all of you, is to look for that arrogant one, the one who refuses to discuss, the one who clenches their teeth and grits their teeth and just doesn't make any sense. And when they speak, they always are making all kinds of mistakes. And they're twisted because their minds are twisted, you know. And I've been telling everybody, you got to have the insight to really look at what these people are consuming. So you look at people like, they're not there now. They do a big disappearing act because they get to resign. I call it quitting. All right, Rumsfeld, he quit. You see what I'm saying? He probably had the temper tantrum of the century. And someone told him, you got to go, man. You're losing it. You ain't making no sense. But that comes from having a NutraSweet brain, you know. And I've been looking at this thing really good because I got somebody I want you to listen to for a minute because this is really important for you to understand. There's a connection between a thing called this SV40 virus, and I'm really trying to make it real clear to all of you out there that this is in every animal product on the planet. I mean, they vaccinate the animals with this stuff. And I don't care if you was to stick a fork in it and have it well done. This virus is very, very prolific, and this virus exists. And it's been given to all of us because it's one of the major contaminants in all of the polio vaccines that we had. So it's a time now when you have to really look within your circle and outside of your circle, and you have to ask yourself, how many people do you know with brain tumors? How many people do you know are popping out with all kinds of lumps and bumps? This is what happened to the hamsters that they gave this virus to when they, and they did the big oops and they did the cover-up. Now, this isn't so that I get you all worried and you can't sleep tonight, but I really, really want you to understand something. It all has to do with how you respond to the lump, okay? You got to see it as something that is had a trigger and woke it up because... For the most part, it lays dormant. It just, that there are certain promoters that have been introduced into our environment, and one of the promoters that I went looking for, and I know I'm on it. I was talking about it on Mission Possible, and I was hesitant to say it. I was trying to reach for the whole equation of formaldehyde, you know what I'm saying? And we know about formaldehyde in terms of the response. It's and it's in a lot of different occupations. So it's permeating throughout the air. It's in secondhand smoke of formaldehyde. And it is a promoter for SV40. Now, if Dr. Len was here, he'd be explaining in like, take it away, Reverend. I got it now. I got the ball, you know, because that's exactly how I need for you to understand how important it is that you protect the sanctity of your blood, especially with what's coming down, because it has been historically known and proven, and it will be proven over and over and over again to your dismay or naivete that this thing called AIDS is a misnomer. This is a cover-up. This is a cover-your-butt. This is a systematic way in which they have, just scheduled a lot of people for execution. And now, indiscriminately, it is coming back to bite everybody. So it's just going to wipe out. Oh, it's going to wipe out a lot of us. It's kind of like, you're going to get a cold, you're going to cough, and you think it's just a cold. And as long as you don't get the diagnosis of, you know, you've got cancer and they start bombarding you, that's what you've got. That's when you have to just run for the energetic medicine, and that's when you have to run for those special roots and herbs, and you have to run for all of those nice pieces of equipment that other people have invested in that are waiting and waiting for you to understand how it is your HMOs have been killing you all these years. A lot of you out there, you've seen sicko. You know, that's kind of like, you know, a way in which, you know, Michael Moore can't do anything else but to just come from this real kind of, you know, I really feel for you guys. We're just going to go get you some help. But the whole time that whole thing with the 911, it was a lot of people out here saying that dust, it will contaminate you. That dust is... We had the government saying, oh, it's clear, it's this. All of these people are going to get a cough, and they're going to be diagnosed with cancer. We expect it in the herd. It's prevalent. They haven't been able to cure it. And in fact, they've learned how to ensure that that the herd gets these things through our food, through even just the touching of one another. It's just casual contact. This stuff is real important for you to understand, folks. You know, and it's been talked about, and it's not like anybody hasn't said it. And for those of you who can say, well, you're preaching to the choir, well, then, amen, let's all just sing together. I know we can sing the same song. This whole thing that the government has, folks, this is a scam. Just like Dr. Len is saying in Lies We Trust. Just go on over to drlenhorowitz.com and type in, you know, In Lies We Trust, or look down there, or go over to YouTube and just do me a favor. Just go there. Tell me. Add to it. The criticisms that are coming are, you know, okay, hold it up a little bit longer. I wish I could see that. I don't know about this. You didn't explain that. That's the beauty of learning. You see, a true teacher is going to be disinterested in whether or not you further your education. They're just going to perform the curriculum that they are there to teach. Dr. Len has a curriculum for you to begin to open up your mind and let life be the thought. Let survival, not in comfort foods or recommended this many cell, D-cell batteries. When this really happens, and if it is true that they know that it has to happen because they've made these causes, that the one is coming back, I want to be prepared. Wouldn't you like to be prepared for the psychic, cellular, subatomic genetic left here for you. Pop the lock, get the key, get in your mind and drive away from here through the portal and experience it from the other side until it's clear, just like in Wizard of Oz. Come out, wherever you are. You know, it's just like that, people. But you have to be prepared. You have to have a brain, or you have to have a heart, or you gotta have some courage. But whatever it is, you gotta have it. And that's where we're trying to get you to be. This is a speed it up, lose everything you thought you knew about the 20th century free fall. Take care of it, folks. Take care of it. I don't understand where in the world the people that are making these decisions are, but are there's the whole question about the superhighway. When you start to think about epidemics and you start to think about combining or dropping all the borders, it's like dropping your jaws. It's like opening yourself up to whatever is out there. It's like, and then there are people that are saying, wait a minute, 16 of our congressmen, I want to know who the 16, I'm going to find out who they are, and I salute them for not going along with this superhighway stuff. You really got to understand something, folks. It's really a scam. You know, when you think about how much gas is in one place and where's all the toxins going and who's responsible for this and what about if we are hit with bioterrorism? There you are with all these people just moving about the world. No one's making any sense. But yet they're getting ready to join us. And yet, look at the Canadian dollar. Is anybody really looking at that dollar? Is anybody looking at the U.S. dollar index? Oh, my goodness. It's breaking all kinds of record lows. What does that mean? It means that the euro is strong. It means that the Canadian, even the Canadian dollar is strong against the United States currency. I wouldn't be surprised if the Mexican peso someday will be stronger than us. We used to have an index of over 160, 1.60. We are now down, folks, into that area that no one has ever seen before, 78.7, 29. Oh, the indicators economically, the indicators are educationally, we're behind. We don't have enough technicians, so now they perform like Dr. Sneed says, they do the laboratory test. They pour all your results down the toilet and just give you the results they want you to know. Yeah, you're going to die. That's what they like to do, and they giggle like that. But anyhow, this is BBSRadio.com. This is the Inside Hour. Dr. Len will be back next week. Well, yeah, he will be back next week, and then we're off to Sedona, beautiful Sedona, Arizona, where we will be dancing amongst the stars, because the good news is that there are healing celebrations to be celebrated. There are good people out here who are conquering their skin cancer using all kinds of natural homeopathic. You see, these are the buzzwords. You got allopathic. Oh, that's okay. Yeah, go ahead. Take all those drugs. Sure, it'll work, but it might kill you first, but if you're strong. Well, that all is based on nutrition and everything else, too. If you can afford to eat good, you might just survive the treatment. But if you don't, you might just tax your body and start dumping out all kinds of toxins. And if you do, you have what's called healing crises, and then you go to the hospital because you're scared to death, and that makes you even more worried. Well, I'm telling you, you know, a lot of what we're talking about here is fright. So that's why I say an informed individual cannot be frightened. They can only make decisions, and the time of absolute certainty never comes. Oh, my goodness, folks, you have got to make decisions. You know, how our money goes is how we all go, how the world goes, and we're all getting ready to watch the world turn their back on us. We have been deindustrialized. Well, that's good, because if we were to take to the fields and begin to create the food, but my goodness, now they got all these GMO seeds and hybrid plants, things that don't give off, you know, the next generation. Oh, everything is x-rayed and peered into because they're all paranoid about what might be going through the mail. And until we have freedom, you know, They're always looking for something. Plastic, pot, whatever it is, my government is always looking for something. That's not what we put them in power. And that's where it comes into play. We didn't put these men in power. They usurped this election. You all know this. And look where they're running us, into a brick wall. Right into the Lady Liberty. We won't even be able to see the sweat just running down her arm. Oh, my goodness. And she has that same tired thing on. Give me your poor and your lame and your whole. I can pray for them. But when I have to now watch my very country, who gave all that money in the form of the Marshall Plan, sit here and watch the euro, them same dollars, now work for someone else, I can see the karma of war. And I can say, America, we deserve what's getting ready to happen to us because we dared to believe that we could make a negative cause like war and suffer a positive effect like peace. There could only be more wars. And this is what makes everybody happy over there on that their side. So family values to all these people on both the Democratic and Republican, except for the 16 that did not vote yes for the superhighway or anything else. At least there's some reason. I'm going to find these people. I'm going to find them and I'm going to pray for them that they are the ones who will come to the forefront, that their records will be clean, that their hands will be clean, that they did not bow to the will of those, the many, who are the few. And once you all realize that, then you'll know. You'll know what I know, and then you'll understand. I'm going to do something here that's quite interesting. We're going to do a little experiment here because I want to let this woman in to give her edgewise viewpoint, and I'm just going to pick it up. It's a lecture that was done, and her name is Dr. Eva Sneed, Eva Lee Sneed, and 1987 is when she was talking, and I thought I'd take a break here for a minute and give you a well-planned tour of this lecture and then tell you how you might be able to get it for yourself and play it for your friends so you too can have clarity. And then on top of that, after I come back, I'm going to tell you one more time. You all need to get Death in the Air. You all need to get AIDS and Ebola. You need to order these DVDs and play them. And then test the truth with knowledge and reason and scientific fact. Don't leave it up to these cowboys to do your homework. You have to do your own homework, BBS listeners. This isn't easy, especially for all you dreamers and schemers out there that think that we're just going to get there by some kind of magical incantation. No, it comes from, and it's all right here on BBS Radio. You got Robert Camp. Oh, my goodness, he does the cards. You got Madam Sativa Jones over here with us. He do the cards, too. These people are following the correct calendars and give you the right vibes for the day, give you clarity in your life. And then we got the Akashic Records. You know, that's accurate stuff. These people are on levels and domains that are working and have worked from the time of Lemuria. This is why it's important for people to listen to BBS Radio, because when you are not in the mainstream, that must mean that you're in a cosmic flow. And that's what it's all about. And when you get that, which you know to be true week after week, and you see it in the news and you can feel it, you just go, wow, there has to be some truth in what these people are saying because I'm seeing it for my own self. And now, if it's true that they've seen these things coming, then could it possibly be true that the solutions to your problems could also be present with these great people who have done their homework? That's what's important for you to understand. And I put the likes of Dr. Len Horowitz in research, and David Wolf, the bishop, who is a wild crafter and gatherer, who goes to the ends of the earth to bring us beautiful herbs and things that are natural, and Dr. Len, who combs and reads and goes in and is directed by a higher power to find the answers to our situations here so that we're not just blindly going into dark alleys and corners where they go, ooh, ooh, look over here. Oh, no, 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 look over here. And they just running us. This is the kind of herd mentality that they've been counting on. And I'm saying now it's time for us to really, really exercise this democracy and to exercise it to the world so that should the repression and oppression come down, it's beamed across the planet so that people are not mistaken and that they should fear our type of democracy that we're trying to bring them. They don't need democracy where they are. What they need is to be let alone. What they need to be is have their control over them. Now, they want to identify people that they put the spin on in the first place. I mean, oh, I don't even want to get into Iran. I don't even want to get into that. That's the other thing. You know, first you got the NAFTA and the North American Union. While they're speeding us off to make all of these decisions and our bumbling Congress is sitting there just doing the bidding of, I don't know, the next person that's going to give them whatever money so that they can keep their seat. I really believe that everybody just needs to go home. I truly believe that they should impeach the entire Congress except for those people who have continually and consistently just said you cannot limit the people's voice or their freedom. You cannot hurry us through these deliberations. You cannot just do this as if it's a road mapping. And now if you look on the net, you can see that Bush is even talking to Hillary and telling her that she should be stillery, that she should be not so quick because she may end up in the seat. Do you see how it all works, folks? It goes all the way back to when they were running their campaigns together, Republicans and Democrats. This goes all the way back to 1957, you see. What Dr. Len can tell you in terms of the pharmacological ideology of these Nazis, I can tell you in terms of what they are historically and where their money is, their Wall Street bankers who made their investments in leasing and unleashing their desires for opium and for the drugs, for their sodas and soft drinks and their peddling and all their gun running and their wide open spaces and banditos and interbreeding and my little brown ones and all of these things. You can see it, folks. You just have to keep your eyes open. Stay out of debt. Oh, I don't even want to get in. You want to talk about contagions. You know, Dr. Len talks about all of these things being man-made. Well, there's an economic contagion called the subprime loans. These loans, and now the Fed's cut interest. Oh, my goodness, this stuff is going to pop, folks. And what do you think is going to happen? Read your history. Turn the telescope back around. So without further ado, I'm going to give you a little bit of smattering of a very wise woman. I'm half hour into the show. This is the inside hour, and I feel like a kid at home. My parents, Dr. Len, he's on a plane, and I feel that there's a spirit that's speaking to me and is saying to you, Dr. Len, by the time you touch down, all the world is going to understand that this is true. It's not a conspiracy. It is a continuous, unfolding, unbelievably well thought out plan. Even my part in it, in trying to awaken you, allows me to experience that which Timothy Leary say, I must be connected. I have to be connected to some other dimension in universe. I can see the light within all the horror that's coming, and I expect to come through it with flying colors. This is a test, folks. So study, study, so that you can pass. And the way that happens is by, it doesn't matter how much a man knows, it's how he knows what he knows, you see. When the Homeland Security man or the president stands before you and says they have it on good authority, they are the authority for everything that I've read in all the books and the trilogies and the plan of attack and state of denial, Bob Woodward. Oh, yeah, Simon and Schuster. They want you to know. They want you to reason. And they want you to come so they can call it treason. national security. Lower your voice. We can't have that truth now. And then they seek you out. They have ways. So that's why the sheep don't come out unless it's to celebrate the NBA winning in their town or whatever. And even then, I want to have it to where you're like Pavlov's dog. Well, you're scared to go out and eat out because you don't trust these hombres because they're not making good decisions. They're allowing viruses to be sprayed on your cold cuts if you have beat the habit of cold cuts. Oh, and Subway. Only so that corporate America can bring you your cold cuts. But now the viruses that they are spraying and the things, the Lister, you can go look for it. It's named after that man, Lister. It's a heinous, 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 heinous thing to have happen to you. And it doesn't happen that often. But for some reason, the suits must be so big that they got attention and they got it passed through the FDA. So now they have a combination of these here viruses. They eat bacteria. Could anybody get any more stupid than that? And they passed it. And now it's on your food, folks. You see, and then I'm asking you, to what end do you think those little viruses are going to go? They can survive freezing temperatures. I'm not lying. It's not like you can cook them. These things have genetic material that can survive. That's all it is little bits of DNA, just an RNA, and it can trip these synapses. So my whole point of this is when I was looking for this SV40 and I realized that my government had allowed me to be inoculated and then drinking the stuff on a little sugar cube, that we all have been inoculated, all of us baby boomers and the people in there. And, you know, when you was in school in the 50s and the 60s, you all got this here, vaccines and all, and it was all contaminated with a lot of stuff. That's what Dr. Lev's trying to tell you. These vaccine, it's a dirty business. And every time you see these people with these, the reason they cover it up, because they don't want to catch something. You see, that ought to be right there, tell you right there, this stuff is bad for you. And then they can't kill it all and have it be effective. Isn't that something? So reason it, folks. Reason it good. Is it possible? Is it really possible? Is the mission possible? Well, I'm hoping you'll tune in. I hope sometimes on Sundays, at same time, same bat channel, bbsradio.com. You know, you're listening to the Inside Hour. I'm Reverend Roxy, and this is brought to you by tetrahedron.org and healthyworlddistributing.org, where you can get that good, good ointment for your first aid attention. Tetracil. Oh, yeah, we got it. Yeah, check it out. It even is one of the number two ways to get rid of these here funguses that people are suffering for, because there's a fungus among us, you know. Yeah, I know y'all buying it. I'm kind of trying to cue everything up so everything starts just right the way I want it. And so this is live, you know, radio, and you know me. I was trained not to have no dead air. It has got to be live, all the way live. So if without further ado, I'd like you to listen for a little bit to a woman who's very wise, and she's going to tell you some things that will make you put one and two together, and then when you get one and two together, that makes three. And that's enough to deal with, you know. And then when you get to four, you want to know more. And that means that you then do what? Your homework. And you can use all these models that the government's come up with, EAG, Experience, Identify, Analyze, and Generalize. Shake that tree and see who falls. Don't take just anybody's word for anything when it comes to your health. That's the mission. That's the insight. You are responsible, ultimately responsible, and you cannot be coerced, and it shouldn't be a Republican or Democratic or green thing or whatever kind of thing. This is your sovereign spirit. This is what they're trying to denature. They're trying to take this away from you. And this is what we are standing up and declaring to be the truth of the matter. This is what the Christ spirit was coming back. This is what Moses did. This is what Abraham did. He left his homeland. He had to leave his daddy. Dad, I can't be going off to the slaughter of the king and worshiping the true one, because the true one said we need to love each other. You don't go off bashing people in the head and cutting off their heads and celebrate. Oh, well, you know, he had to go down the road with that one, and he had to pray for his family, and that in itself is the reason why he was selected. He prayed for all his family. That's what I'm asking the Republicans and Democrats and every other kind of at that prays or says they're a child of God. This is a please, please, please respect God, and please follow the one who said, hey, I only got two commandments. Ooh, love God with all your might. And number two, love your brother. Love thy neighbor. That's it. It all comes down to love. And look at, there's Dr. Lynn after realizing that man made AIDS, man gave us these epidemics and have been doing it forever, won't stop doing it because the very core of some of these men who have been allowed to usurp this government system are evil and are based on greed, on something other than love, and we have to surround them, and we have to do what is necessary to back them down so that they can contemplate their Godhead and lose stupid, who you know, everybody knows, Reverend Roxy like to call, you know, that's my code word for Satan. And I'm telling you, Satan's greatest sin was arrogance. And even when the end comes and the judgment happens and the repentance is due and the can't do it, Satan will repent. Because Satan never said he was greater than God. He said he was greater than man. And this has been his workshop. And that is why it looks the way it does. And it is up to all of us to create the environment, the energy, the educational opportunity to fine-tune ourselves for perfection so that we can possess the wisdom and the divinity and the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness that has to come with the desolation and the despair. Who will stand up and comfort us? This is what the one said is coming next. Who will have the words of comfort, of joy, of knowing that there is nothing broken, only in our minds and in our vision, in our lack of clarity. And in there, one stays in the hereafter. Remember, it is my family who says, we'll cage the rage, we'll dry all tears, we'll end all suffering, and we'll destroy all fear. We'll stop the greed. We'll end all wars. And this earth will be paradise like it was before. Oh, yes, Joseph Campbell said, we need a new myth to replace the fall. Because Adam and Eve just don't explain it no more. You're listening to the Inside Hour. I'm Reverend Roxy. Dr. Lynn, he'll be back. Yes, yes, BBS. Nobody is better than them. I'm telling you, this is the live stream, folks. And the archives are forever. I mean, Don and his whole crew protects it for me and you. So it's down and you can play it back. And hopefully we'll have updates and we'll get all of these things and put a best of our insight and also our mission possible so that you can see the congruency in our campaign, Dr. Lynn and I. I'm being spoken to just a moment here.
No dead air. What is it?
Dr. Sneed. Oh, Steven said, hurry up and play some of this. Yeah, we have some time. You ready for this, folks? Take a little bit of this. I might play her a little bit later and in entirety maybe on my show. But take a little bit of this and take what you got. I love you all. I'll come back at the end here, and we'll sum it all up. And you are listening to the Insight Hour on BBSRadio.com. Oh my goodness! I knew that was going to happen. I was going to hit the thing.
Now, the virus that they are today describing as AIDS virus is just a very close cousin of this first HTLV virus Gallo described. And at that time, it was called not human lymphotropic virus, like we call it today very seductively, but it was called by its real name, human leukemia virus. Because leukemia and AIDS are practically identical sides of the same coin. And they haven't told the public much of this either. Now, you wonder about this virus. Where was this virus found? Well, Gallo tells you here. Montagnard, the chief of the Pasteur Institute in France, tells you there. And actually, there are two only people of the same strain of virus, them too. And you wonder, has there been a little sharing going on? The story of the problem and the financial part of the problem goes as far as the White House, where disputes are to be resolved and arbitrated to see who was going to get the patents on the products derived from this alleged AIDS virus. Now, is this interest in this virus new? Peculiar enough, at the end of 1981 and early 1982, there were some virology meetings. And in these meetings that are transcribed into books that nobody opens, there are also some of the informal conversations transcribed. And in such a book, I found this very interesting bit of knowledge where Dr. Rauscher, who was then the chief of the National Cancer Institute, and Dr. Gallo were discussing the interest that could be generated by making a blood test for the blood specimens for HTLV virus, the leukemia virus that Gallo admitted exists in a lot of blood specimens. And Rauscher told him, how do you think we're going to get any funds for a virus that is little known and not even feared? Later on at the same meeting, Gallo announced that the HTLV virus that he described was actually an ethnic virus that occurred predominantly in 75% of southern blacks and Caribbean people. Now remember, we hadn't heard anything about Haitians yet then. This was before. And that these were not usually afflicted with an illness, but if white people contracted this HTLV virus, they developed leukemia. This generated a tremendous amount of interest when the ethnic subject came up. The authors of the book say that 600 pages of other transcripts were made, but because of the sake of brevity, they're not included. And it's a private company. I don't know how we'll ever get our hands on this material, but I think it'll be very interesting once we can find who can have to give it to us under the Freedom of Information Act. And so, about 6 months later, lo and behold, Dr. Gallo, a man from the National Cancer Institute, is suddenly involved in one hospital in the country, Bellevue Hospital, with a study of a totally new disease that affects only minorities, an infectious disease. What does Dr. Gallo from the National Cancer Institute have to do with it? This was 6 months after they said this virus wasn't feared and wasn't known. And you wonder, could there be a little planning in the way this epidemic suddenly erupted in one hospital? People think that this condition or this series of conditions suddenly attracted the attention of the medical establishment. But they don't realize that in 1978, a gay surveillance group was created by National Institutes of Health, and that a specific surveillance was made of the gay population and vastly the intravenous drug-using population to see what conditions existed in this population. Now, if you have no conditions, you have no brands. If you have no specific problems, you have no specific money. So they set out to find some condition that existed in these groups. It wasn't the other way, like in normal statistics is made if you suddenly discover that something is happening that was unusual. This ensued a deliberate surveillance and task force, deliberately placed strategically after a campaign of vaccination was done on the gay population with a hepatitis B vaccine. This hepatitis B vaccine was given to every sexually active gay person, and they had to be sexually promiscuous, or to use a less judgmental word, have multiple partners. When the victims for this vaccine were sought out, the people from the government literally went to the gay bars and demanded people to volunteer, and they had to be specifically multi-partner. Now, peculiarly enough, the government tells you that AIDS is a condition that is linked to blood products, that is linked to an African origin, and that is linked to the exchange of body fluids. So, of course, where are you going to look but in somebody who has been given blood products that are predominantly of African origin and has been given body fluids? However, the establishment is telling you that people get this disease from being in gay bathhouses or by sexual practices exclusively. Now, if you would know that every one of these people has had African blood injected into them, unbeknownst to them, wouldn't you think that this is a likely source of this virus? And wouldn't it behoove the government to tell people that they have received injections of African blood? Well, they all have, because that's what the hepatitis B vaccine was made with. It was made with blood from Zaire. And strangely enough, nobody has been told, excepting somebody sitting here in the back who knows a lot about it, Jack True, and you can ask him something about it. He used to work with a clinic in California, and he can tell you many things, including how other games like this are played in countries like Argentina, Brazil, and other places. So here you have a strange virus that appears strange out of an African country, and you're being told that there was a patient zero who came from Africa and made love with a monkey, maybe, and you hear all these bizarre stories. But you haven't heard that everyone was injected with Zairean blood. And that's even stranger than the fact that they were injected with the Zairean blood. Now, the people are also told that this causes an inordinate amount of death. About 8,000 men and 5,000 women a year. Well, Santayana, who was a famous philosopher, said, "Whoever does not remember the lessons of history is condemned to repeating it." So instead of just looking at the current day literature, I went back 20 years and looked at the death report 20 years ago of the World Health Organization. And the disease most similar, of course, to AIDS are leukemias and lymphomas, and among them T-cell leukemias, which is a specific cell that's affected in this condition known as AIDS. And lo and behold, guess how many people were dying 20 years ago of T-cell leukemias? 8,000 males and 5,000 females. Excuse me, 5,000 and 3,000, which makes 8,000. Strange coincidence. Now, you want any more coincidences? Guess where the two main places in the world were where people had this illness? Central Africa and the San Francisco Bay Area. Well, that's another strange coincidence. I mean, yeah, could we be dealing with something similar or a close cousin? I have no present-day statistics of T-cell leukemias now versus then, and that combined with the so-called condition known as AIDS. But see, leukemias were sticking out like a sore thumb in this statistic of the National Cancer Institute that is telling you that they're winning the battle against cancer. And something had to be done about this statistic, because even the New England Journal of Medicine had admitted that they were losing the battle just a few years ago. Could it be that we were playing funny games like wearing an alias so you couldn't find the criminal? Now, they also say, again, that this virus called HIV, HTLV, call it whatever you want, suddenly appeared in the population, but at the same time, everywhere. I mean, here you have this strange phenomenon of a substance that allegedly came with one airline pilot that was bitten by a monkey that gave it to two of his gay boyfriends, and it went on so and so. That's what they're trying to tell you. His name is Gaetan Dugas. And then you hear the story, and you wonder, have there ever been any kind of unusual spreads of viruses that can cause some of these symptoms? Now, in 1960, a virus was described by a female pathologist by the name of Eddie, Austrian female. And this virus has some strange characteristics. When injected into hamsters, which are immunitarily almost identical to humans, it caused, if the hamsters were injected at an age that the human would be up to 1 or 2 months of age, all hamsters developed leukemia and died. If you injected the hamsters later on, equivalent to 3 or 4 months of human age, two-thirds of them about developed a syndrome, a disease, characterized, and listen to these, abnormal blood count, abnormal white cells, tendency to bleeding, tumors, all of which were sarcoma, body wasting, low-grade fever, enlarged glands, low immunity, and death by opportunistic infection. Now, does that sound sort of familiar? Sounds like AIDS, doesn't it? Mrs. Eddy was severely chastised. She was taken before the Congress for spreading fear. Now, you say, why spreading fear? I mean, after all, it's an obscure virus. See, the virus wasn't so obscure in the 1960s early. This virus was fairly well covered and covered up both, because this virus was a contaminant of the polio vaccine. Have you all been inoculated with this virus? Yes. Have I? Yes. Have we been inoculated with other viruses? Yes. Another virus that was a contaminant of the polio vaccine was Epstein-Barr, or the Yuppie virus. The one that the NIH is telling you they don't know where you got it from, and why so many people in the cohort that used to be the baby boomers now are suffering from Epstein-Barr. But it's all documented. Now, why was it contaminated? Now, if I would ask you, would you like to eat green monkey soup? Would you like to eat it? Now, if I say to make it tastier, I'm going to lace it with the cells of a human cancer of the womb from a black lady, and we'll prepare it and make it look pink. Would you take it? I see you already took it. Because that's what polio vaccine is. You've already all had it. And if you didn't take the shot, you got it from your neighbor, because viruses are shed for 6 weeks after they're given. Now, many people here might say, well, I don't worry. After all, I don't believe that there's a virus. Well, I didn't believe that either. But I found out different. Now, probably in the world of reality, ultimate reality, there are no viruses, but there are no human bodies either. But at this level where we pour gasoline in our cars and where we, you know, take nutrients to defend ourselves from illness, we very much see the hologram, so the physical manifestation of all these concepts, and therefore viruses are one of them, and it's also here. Now, what is a virus?
All right. Well, you know, you can see that was 1987. You can hear. You can also to be continued. So all I'm going to do is say, hey, everybody out there, this is the Insight Hour. Dr. Leonard Horowitz will be back next week, and then we're off to Sedona, where we can tune into the infinite and tune into the Creator, and somehow or another retune and repair our DNA so that we can help ourselves with these sleeping giants. But this is stuff that, you know, they spent all through the time arguing and arguing and arguing, and now they want to argue some more, and I'm saying, we're not strong enough to be going off anywhere. We need to take care of what's happening here at home, and we need to ask some good questions of the Congress and good questions of our FDA and good questions of all of these people and tell them, just sit back, Jack, and I think we need to have a little more of our own human right freedoms, which is don't be messing with my supplements, don't be messing with my additions to my diet or tell me anything, because after what you've all done, we need to take back our bodies, we need to take back our souls, we need to take back our minds, we need to take back control of our lives and our situations. So remember what Christ said. He said, hey, I want you to love each other. So go out there and find somebody to love and express your appreciation and thanks. And 528, retune yourselves, fine-tune yourselves for perfection. And I'll see you all back here. This is the Insight Hour with Reverend Roxy and Dr. Len will be back. And this was brought to you by tetrahedron.org and healthyworlddistributing.org. and the makers of that DVD, In Lies We Trust, on YouTube. Go there, just type in Lies We Trust. So this was a tight, I guess, I don't know if I started out on time, but I'm going to end on time. It is time for me to say aloha.